So how much do you do to please your parents? And what about yourself and staying true to what you think? And how many things should you try or not try? Or how many sacrifices should you make for being in a popular group, let's say? So that's in there.
That's Amy Meislin Pollock, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Amy Meislin Pollock has been a lifelong storyteller and was a teacher for over 40 years. She's the author of a trio of middle grade books, The Adventures of Jellybean, The Further Adventures of Jellybean, and now The Still Further Adventures of Jellybean. Amy, welcome to Conversations.
Why, thank you, Dan. Glad to be here.
So, Amy, I understand that you have had a long association with Jellybean long before these books. So tell us about your long history with her.
So what happened was, when I was in fourth grade myself, which was 60-something years ago, my teacher would call me up to the front of the room when she had downtime, and I would tell these stories about this little mischievous girl, forthright fourth grader named Jellybean, popped into my head. And I would tell these stories about her, which classmates of mine from fourth grade, we're now in our 70s, remember, and they loved them at the time and wanted me to continue. And I would do little plays with them. And that's where it first started. And then, I don't know, I got busy with school, being in school, and then going on to graduate school and working. Then got married, had my own 3 children. And now I have 7 grandchildren. So my Jellybean stories, I had started writing them up, but they kind of fell to the back burner. And I go into a lot of classrooms because I taught for 43 years. And I say to the kid, I make it fun, who here ever heard of procrastinating? Well, many raise their hands. Oh, my mom says I do that. And so I don't know. I have all sorts of excuses for why I never finished them up. But it did take till COVID, when we were all in the pandemic, when we were all kind of stuck at home. And I could either work on my books and try to go have them published, or, you know, clean out my closets, which who on earth ever feels like doing that? So that's what I did. And a cousin of mine had told me how to write a one pager and send them to various publishers, the ones who would be interested. My stories are for preteens, basically ages, I'm going to say 7 to 12, depending on the reader. And finally, I had a publisher who took them, and that was that. That was the beginning, middle, and I don't know, it's not at the end yet.
So we'll talk more about that in a moment, but there are 3 books now. There's The Adventures of Jellybean, The Further Adventures of Jellybean, and now The Still Further Adventures of Jellybean, which we'll talk about.
Well, I'm in the middle of my book 4, and my kids keep saying to me, can think of a more creative title. I mean, it hasn't occurred to me yet, but like The Chronicles of, I'm not sure. We'll get there.
Well, like I said, you've lived with Jellybean for a very long time, but do you remember what the inspiration was for this character?
So interesting you should ask that, Dan, which I do get asked a lot. When I finally started writing them down in a more serious way, I guess it's a little bit of my husband's cousin, who we always kind of connected with. She was 16 years younger than I am, but she has 3 older brothers. And I'm the oldest of my siblings, so it always seemed kind of interesting to me, her feelings and thoughts on the subject and how that affected her. In my Jellybean story, she feels like she doesn't really get the lion's share of attention, and what she has to say isn't treated as important as her older brothers. And then when I had my own kids, my daughter is the youngest. She has 2 older brothers, but there are certain similar kinds of issues, and it's a little bit of me in there. And when I got my reviews, which were glowing, which I'm happy about, obviously, of course, from US Review and Kirkus, and they said, a manner of Judy Blume And I was like, wow, really? I was flattered by that. And that she's a real role model, my jelly bean. And I was like, wow, I certainly hadn't set out to do that. But she is, as I said, based a little bit on my husband's cousin, Carol, and on my daughter, Becky, and a little bit me in there. And Jelly Bean's her own self, because I just kept writing what felt right in her personality. She sticks up for the underdog. She says what she's feeling a lot of the time, which can be great. It can be not so good at times. And she sort of became an amalgamation, but successful, worked. People do seem to like her. And I go into the classrooms. I'll go anywhere, more or less, and talk about her. And the kids write something. I read something. They write something. We share and talk about some of the issues that she faces.
Jelly Bean does face a lot of issues. Her life is complicated, a lot of things going on there. So tell us about the plot of this third book and the challenges she's facing here.
So in my book three, what Jelly Bean is up against is her best friend, who she just adores, and they have so much fun together. She moves away, Jelly Bean's friend Brittany, has certain, well, I'll stick with this thread. In her family life, it's not easy for this little girl, Brittany, and Jelly Bean's not sure, and this happens with a lot of kids, how much to jump in or not to try and help her. She has a dad who's not a very good guy, and her mother's a single parent who has to work a lot of hours, and that has left her friend, Brittany, alone a lot, which is pretty tough for a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old, but it happens in many households. And Jelly Bean just loves her and wants to try to help her, but she does end up moving away, which is very hard because most kids have a special friend that they love and enjoy spending time with more so than with anyone else. It's hard for her when this little girl moves away. They still stay in touch, but of course, you know, it's not the same. So that's that. And her grandmother, who she's also come to, well, could that be me? I mean, I'm close with my grandchildren, so I understand both sides of the fence. The grandmother, who's widowed, who's been living in Jelly Bean's room, and this kind of thing did happen in my family and in a lot of families. She's in her room and she has had more time to listen to Jelly Bean and do things with her, baking, like cooking and sticking up for her in a lot of places. Because I think as a grandparent, you sort of know that sometimes what the parents are upset about or worried about isn't maybe handled in the best way because the parent's so upset about what's happening. And the grandmother smooths things over a lot. But then the grandmother up and gets married and is going to move away and does move away. And Jelly Bean's so upset about that. So that's like two big losses for her, which you go through life and that happens a lot. But for a kid, it's really hard. For anyone, it can be. But in her case, you know, because obviously I'm being specific about this, she has to learn to deal with what happens with these types of changes. And like you want things a certain way, you like things a certain way, how it's going. And then all of a sudden, you know, things are disrupted. And that's pretty much what this book is about. Luckily, she has the person her uncle marries, who's very, very nice, who has time for her and is very sweet and kind and a good listener. Because sometimes, as she says to her, her name's Carol Lee, to Jelly Bean, you know, parents are busy people. They really are. And they don't always have time for you as they might like, especially in a family with four children. And the parents are consumed with a lot of the what's going on with the older kids. The one is trying hard to get into a good college. The oldest boy has, this happens in my books, book one and book two, he has decided to drop out of high school, the oldest one. He just doesn't care to be much of a student, and he joins the Marines, which is the right thing for him. The parents aren't so happy about that, so their energies are consumed with that a lot. The youngest brother, the one closest in age to Jelly Bean, and this happens in a lot of families, she gets in a lot of fights with him. And so their relationship isn't so great. But there, and then she has two, Jelly Bean has two other friends that she doesn't like as much as she liked Brittany. And this happens a lot also, but she's getting used to having them as nice, loyal friends. And it's more or less what's going on in there, how she deals with these situations and popularity, what she would do to stay in the popular group or not. How much is, and oh God, kids, just from being a parent and a grandparent and a teacher, oh boy, it consumes a lot of children naturally. And she has to decide for herself what's right. And as my publicity person said to me when I asked him, sometimes they ask me what's the theme or what's these, but why are these books popular? And he said, they make you think. Things aren't very clear cut in life. They're not. They're usually several sides to an issue. And Jelly Bean finds that. And in her books, it's there. Like her parents want her to do certain things and certain activities. And sometimes she just doesn't want to. And they would like her to be friends, let's say, with certain kids. And sometimes she just doesn't want to do that either. So how much do you do to please your parents? And what about yourself and staying true to what you think? And how many things should you try or not try? Or how many sacrifices should you make for being in a popular group, let's say? So that's in there.
So it sounds like there are a lot of issues that Jelly Bean deals with that a lot of kids will identify with. So that's probably, as you pointed out, one of the reasons that kids like this book, because it reflects their lives.
Yes, absolutely. Say the child is reading it, or parent or grandparent or caretaker, it's a good segue to talk about certain issues, like so many things that are rampant now, like drugs, and there's some bullying in there, and Jelly Bean tries to stick up for the underdog. She still gets into certain mischief. I mean, she's a regular kid. Things we used to do, like we once set up a restaurant, for example, in my parents' house, and my mother wasn't too thrilled when we had put out all this ketchup and mustard, because that's what we saw in restaurants, and it spilled all over her good tablecloths, and so that was that. And I have one experience that her older brother does, and this is based on something in my husband's past life. A teacher seriously gave them chemicals to take home. They used them, which could have started the fire, explosion, God knows what. The mom comes home, you know, which could have been me in my past life when my kids were younger. And I think people raising preteens and teenagers relate to all this kind of thing, because I've been told that. And he's luckily, the only thing that he's done, her brother Joel, is make a spot on a washing machine that's never going to come out on her new washing machine. So there's various things like that that occur, more serious and less serious.
This is the third book in the series. You mentioned there's a fourth, and I'm curious about sort of the evolution of Jelly Bean over that time. She's getting a little older. In book three, she's now going to go into fifth grade. How do you see that she sort of matured and learned through her life experiences over the course of these books?
Yeah, it's interesting because she has grown up, and I sort of have to follow my heart with seeing what happens to her. I'm not sure, because so far my books have been, I have nothing sexual in there. I have no cursing. So they're really good for, you know, the ages that I've written for, the 7 to 12 or the 8 to 12. But it's so interesting because I actually was able to go to meet Judy Blume this past weekend, which was so exciting for me, especially having been compared to her. And I talked a little bit about that with her. Like, I'm not sure what to have happen. I have to see how she evolves. And I'm not sure about, she just said, you have to go with what you're feeling and follow your heart and do what you think is right. Because my books do address a lot of current issues. And I'll have to see about my book four, because there is a, she does have a friend who's one sex would rather be the other. So that goes on today. And I do have bullying coming up in her books. And we'll see what happens with her search for, and I always, as I tell my own kids, by trial and error, what works, what'll be best for you. And I'm not sure exactly. Maybe next time I talk to you, I'll know better. I'm in the middle of the book.
This middle grade novel is The Still Further Adventures of Jellybean by Amy Meislin Pollock. Amy, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you. My books are on Amazon and my website's amypollock.com. But thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me on.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.